Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
I did something I rarely do. I wrote a letter to God about the year that is upon us. I suspect that my thoughts may simply mirror yours as well. So listen in. Dear Father, I feel a little overwhelmed right now. It's a collection of a lot of things that I know you can handle, but presently, I'm a little overwhelmed by life. I know you've met me at every crossroads in the past, but this one seems to have kind of gathered comrades of concern and attacked things that I know aren't important, at least that important, yet they keep me awake at night. It's rather annoying. No, I haven't doubted the fact that you will take me through this, but I just need your help today. You said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you," and that promise has my name on it, I am sure. I remember how a few days ago you impressed upon me the truth of your word, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him." But resting just isn't part of my DNA. I always want to jump in and try to solve situations that only you can handle. I guess that's my thorn in the flesh, at least one of them. Yes, I remember how you have always met me, and I know you will give me strength to do what needs to be done and the right time to do it. Thanks for the assurance that you'll walk with me through the new year. You will bring across my path those who can help carry the load and give me the strength to do what you want me to do. First, Lord, thank you for your grace and the promises of your word that have never failed. I look back through the pages of my tattered Bible and see dates and memos to myself reminding me of your faithfulness and your help in the past. As I've grown older, a kind of strange thing happens. I wake up with songs that I haven't heard for years humming in my head. Maybe it's the result of growing older, but I really think it's your way of reminding me of truths I already know, like the one this morning, an old hymn written by Fanny Crosby. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell, for I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. Sometimes I have to remind myself of what I already know. Nothing happens in the lives of your children that is beyond your watchful care. The events that often seem so frightening or challenging are really filtered through your hands. And then what you told Paul when he was complaining about having a thorn in the flesh is still true. Your grace is sufficient to meet every need, every day. Lord, you told the disciples, "Without me you can do nothing." And therefore, I know that I cannot rely on my strength, but humbly ask you to take complete control of my life. Grant that what appears to be a challenge will only be an opportunity to see your hand intervening, guiding, supporting, and enabling. Lord, there's one more request. Please help me not only to accomplish what you want me to do in the coming year, but far more important, to be all that you want me to be, more compassionate, more understanding, more loving. Now I'm ready, Lord. Let's just take on the day together.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.